You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
106.5 Kane Brown and Marshmallow Miles on it. Good morning. This is the Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy. David is on his way, or will be on his way in a few hours, back from Orlando. Apparently, he could have flown out yesterday, but he would have gotten stuck in Washington, D.C. So he opted to, he still wouldn't have been back here this morning. So he opted to stay in Orlando, and who can blame him, right? Who wants to go to Washington, D.C. when you can be in Florida? He said, he offered to call in this morning, and I said, no. I said, come on, you get an extra day of vacation. Enjoy it. Sleep in. Maybe go for a jog on the beach, because you know he's going to do that before he leaves. And, you know, we'll be fine. We'll see you, hopefully, on Wednesday. So we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, got to admit, I am totally jealous that he got an extra day in Florida. It's like 90 degrees. I'm sure he spent most of the day yesterday on the beach. I spent yesterday in my car. So, and it was not 90 degrees, but that's okay. We had a beautiful day yesterday. It's going to be another beautiful day today. They are talking about temperatures in the upper 30s overnight tonight. I am totally not ready for that. But highs back up in the mid 60s tomorrow. So it's a typical Maine fall. We can't complain about that. A lot of sunshine today, too. Q106.5 Tyler Hubbard, dancing in the country. This is the Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy. David is off one more day. He should be back tomorrow. Did you hear about the disagreement between Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Mayfield is criticizing Brady, saying he made the environment on the Buccaneers too stressful and that playing the game wasn't fun anymore. And Tom Brady replied by saying he thought stressful was defined as not having any Super Bowl rings. So it's like, I know it's a game and I know you want to go out and you want to have fun, but you're not playing football for fun, right? You're playing football for serious. I mean, this is your job. This is what you're supposed to be doing. It's nice when we can have fun on our job. I mean, we have fun here, but it's also a job and you're there to do work and there's stress involved. And, you know, I don't know. I think the perspectives are interesting. I just thought that was kind of funny. It's not fun anymore. You're making it stressful. You're making me do my homework. Who does that sound like? are we five? Anyway, Super Bowl rings are a good thing. Not sure the Patriots are headed that way this year, but you know what? They're not bad. I mean, I think they need to beef up their defense a little bit. I think the offense is okay. But it's another building year. Is that what we keep telling ourselves? And, it's better than last year so far. A win would be really good though. 48 degrees now at Q106.5.
Secure your...
Q106.5, Dustin Lynch and Mackenzie Porter, and Thinking About You. I'm Cindy Campbell. Once again this year, Orrington Fire and Rescue is holding their 41-gun raffle. They're giving away firearms every day of the month of October. Sold a bunch of tickets, and today we have two winners to announce. Ryder Bollier and Adam Bollier, that's one winner, of Carmel, and Derek Arnold of Palermo. Those are the winners for today. We'll be doing this every day throughout the month of October. So congratulations to them. Apparently, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are still an item. There was some kerfuffle, I guess, over the fact that she's missed his last couple games. Okay, soapbox for a minute. Seriously? She is a grown woman with a very successful career. So she shouldn't be expected to drop everything and go to every single game. I'm sure occasionally she has other plans on the weekend rather than going to a football game. I'm sure he wasn't at every one of her concerts, right? Is this really, in the large scale of things, what we have to worry about right now? Was Taylor Swift at Travis Kelce's football game? Really? Okay. All right. Off my soapbox now. Wow. I mean, that just blows my mind. Oh, she hasn't been at the last couple games. There must be a problem. They must not. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, let's talk about Home Roofing Solutions, because they just keep getting better and better. Now with more locations to better serve their customers across the state. Maine's professional roofing company is a family-owned business, now with locations in Etna, Gorham, Holton, and Bangor, making it easier than ever to get professional roofing services from a company that cares about every community in Maine and services all of them. What I love about Home Roofing Solutions is their commitment to quality roof replacement and their customers. They're Mainers, just like you and me, and will treat your home as if it were their own. Whether you need a roof replacement because of leaks, damage, or an aging roof, whatever the reason, they'll take care of it quickly. Most installations take just a day or two. With flexible financing options for qualified buyers, you don't have to wait. Replace your roof now and pay over time. And now all members of the U.S. military who contract for roof replacement services with Home Roofing Solutions through October 31st of this year will be entered into a random drawing on November 3rd for a chance at reimbursement of their roofing project up to $10,000. Call 269-HOME, that's 269-4663, or visit homeroofingsolutions.com. Home Roofing Solutions, now serving all of Maine. Call 269-HOME today. Q106.5, that is Chris Stapleton starting over. I'm Cindy Campbell. We are an hour away from the first Crazy Cash Cow code of the day, your first chance to qualify for that $30,000 grand prize. When you hear the code, just enter it on the corresponding hour. So at 8:20, you would enter it under the 8 o'clock location on the Q106.5 app. And we'll be giving you codes every hour at 20 past the hour until 5:20 this afternoon and every weekday. So great chance to win $30,000. That would be good news. Now let's get into some more good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Happy belated 100th birthday to Rosemary Donovan at the Maine Veterans Home in Bangor. She turned 100 recently. Rosemary was a Navy nurse who spent her life taking care of others, even after she left the Navy. She served in the Korean War from 1951 to 1953, and Rosemary volunteered for that duty. So this birthday was made extra special when she was presented with a Quilt of Valor. Now, I had never heard of this before. The mission of Quilts of Valor Foundation is to cover service members and veterans touched by war with comforting and healing quilts of valor. The quilt is absolutely gorgeous. Rosemary will be traveling to Washington, D.C. with Honor Flight to see the Korean War Memorial later this month. So it's a big month for Rosemary. 100 years old, Quilt of Valor Honor Flight taking her to Washington, D.C. That's awesome. If you'd like to nominate a veteran for a Quilt of Valor, you can do that through their website at qovf.org. Happy 100th birthday to Rosemary Donovan. High five, that's Morgan Wallen, More Than My Hometown. I'm Cindy Campbell. Morgan Wallen looking after his hometown. His Morgan Wallen Foundation has donated $500,000 through to the Red Cross to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts. The East Tennessee native says his family is safe, but he knows far too many have lost everything. Just devastating through that region. Morgan Wallen's foundation is funded through donations via its website, but also through Morgan himself, who donates $3 from every concert ticket he sells to his foundation. Imagine the amount of tickets that Morgan Wallen sells and multiply it times three. That's a lot of money. Mostly the Morgan Wallen Foundation funds are used to ensure school children have access to music and sports that help to form his future. But it's also used to help communities in times of crisis. And this definitely is one of those. So, you know, what a great thing that he has this foundation and he just goes out and he, you know, gives kids new baseball fields or builds buildings or whatever. And now to step in and help out the people affected by Hurricane Helene. I am a big fan. I think Morgan Wallen's pretty awesome. Morning show with David and Cindy, Justin Moore. This is my dirt. I'm Cindy Campbell, missing David this morning so we can argue about this is my dirt. Oh, it's my dirt. David is stuck in Florida. cue the sad music, right? He had to spend an extra day in Florida, get up this morning, go to the beach before he got on the plane. Supposed to be getting on a plane at 10 o'clock this morning. Have you ever gotten stranded while on vacation? I'll tell you my story real quick. I am a winter baby, which means my birthday is in January. And that means that my birthdays are almost always affected by weather, right? So one year I decided that my then boyfriend and I should go to Portland for my birthday. It was on a weekend. Let's go to Portland. Let's, you know, get a hotel room. We'll, you know, have dinner out. We'll do breakfast at Cracker Barrel, do some shopping at the mall, go to the old port. It'll be a fun weekend, right? Yeah, the day we were supposed to leave, we get up and it snowed and iced so bad the night before. No kidding, they closed the interstate. I mean, I've never seen them do that before. But state police said, no, we don't want anyone on the highway. Way too icy. You know, just stay home. Okay, great, but we're in a hotel room and we're supposed to be leaving today to go home. Luckily, didn't have to work the next day. Neither one of us had to work the next day. And as has not always been true in my life, but at that point I could afford the hotel room for another day. So I went down and talked to the desk clerk and he's like, yeah, you're fine. Nobody's coming in today. So we just got an extra day and, you know, it was a day of hanging out in the hotel room and watching TV. And I think we went out twice and braved the ice to to get something to eat. And by the next day, everything was fine and we came home. That's not a big deal. Not like, you know, getting flights delayed and things like that. Those kinds of things have happened before too. I slept on the floor of the Cincinnati airport one time going to Nashville. Never want to do that again. So here's the question. All right. Has this ever happened to you? Has your travel plans ever been disrupted by weather or things out of your control? I put it on the Q106.5 Facebook page. And Sandra said, yes, our flight from Bangor to LaGuardia to catch our connecting flight to Denver was canceled. I felt terrible for the families that have been vacationing in Maine and had to find a hotel for the night. Our next flight out the next day was canceled when we arrived home. We ended up driving to Portland to catch a flight to Denver. She says she thinks that she'll take road trips from now on, honestly. Jen says 5 hours thanks to an update that went wrong. And Carol says, yes, WestJet pilot strike, stuck in Vancouver, British Columbia, an extra day. Holland American found us a hotel and shuttle helped book flights back. Running low on prescriptions and essentials, but we made it to Bangor 24 hours later. So much like David, who got stuck there for an extra day. Anne wanted to know if he's suffering at Walt Disney World. I asked him if he was okay. And he said, well, yeah, they gave me a voucher and I got a very nice hotel. So yeah, I okay. It's not so bad. So while I don't feel bad, we are missing him this morning, but, David should be back tomorrow and have lots of stories, I'm sure, about his vacation. If you would like to share your story, 991-9500, or you can send us a message on the Q106.5 app, or send us a voicemail. I love the voicemail option through the Q106.5 app, but I want to hear what happened to you on vacation. Q106.5, Brantley Gilbert, Bottoms Up. This is a Q106.5 morning show with David and Cindy. David is stuck in Florida. Probably at the airport about now, getting ready to board his flight. Well, his flight's at 10 o'clock. And hopefully he gets back. But, you know, it happens, right? When you're traveling, sometimes things just don't work out the way that you want them to. And this is what happened to David. It's happened to me in the past. I once actually argued with a ticket person at the airport in, I think, Philadelphia, during a storm, because they were just randomly, just, you know, automatically telling people, we don't have a flight, we don't have a flight, we don't have a flight. And I argued with her and I said, look, it's only me. I don't have anybody else with me. I need one seat. Are you telling me you don't have one seat that will get me to either Portland or Bangor, Maine? And she found a seat for me. It was the jump seat. So I sat facing everybody else for the whole flight, but I got home. So in that case, I made it. Doesn't always work out that way. And that's the question of the day. I posted it on the Q106.5 Facebook page. Have your travel plans ever been disrupted by weather or something beyond your control? We had some responses. You can give us a call. Give me a call. I keep saying us, but it's just me today. Give me a call at 991-9500. Send me a voicemail through the Q106.5 app, or you can send a message that way. For right now, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Miss Sydney. My name is Randy. I'm calling from Howland.
Hi, Randy.
I got a story for you.
Okay.
My son helped me drive up here. I had to bring a piece of equipment from North Carolina to Maine.
Okay.
So, and this is on Mother's Day. Mother's Day weekend. We left on Thursday, got up here. My son flew out Sunday morning out of Bangor.
Uh-huh.
His plane was supposed to leave at 5:30 a.m. I drop him off the airport at 4:30. I go inside the airport, make sure everything's good for him to go. And they said, yep, everything's good. Plane's on time, blah, blah, blah. So I get in my truck, and I take off and drive to North Carolina.
Okay.
You ain't going to believe this. I beat him to North Carolina by 2 hours.
Wow.
He sat in the Bangor airport for 14 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
American Airlines, they had decommissioned a plane on Friday, and they never said nothing. And the only reason why we know this, because one of the employees seen my son there all day long. He goes, what are you still doing here? He said, well, I'm waiting on a plane to come. He says, where are you heading to? He says, Philadelphia, then to North Carolina. So he goes, that's the plane right there. He says, that plane's been decommissioned until Monday. If we'd have known what was going on, he'd have rode with me.
Right.
But he wanted to get home to his wife and his children for Mother's Day.
He's sitting there the whole time saying, I should have just gone with Dad. I should have just gone with Dad.
Yeah, I should have just gone with Dad. He was calling me. I said, Randy, I said, there's nothing you can do about it. He said, I know that.
That's one to tell the grandkids for sure.
That's one to tell the grandkids for sure. And I knew Mouth of the South wouldn't be here today.
Mouth of the South.
I knew it.
I love that. Mouth of the South. You knew he wouldn't make wouldn't make it back?
Yesterday when you was talking, because I listen to you guys every morning, and I knew, I says, he's not going to get out of Florida tomorrow. I said, I guarantee it. He's not going to get out of there. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Randy. You too.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's Country Music News.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft for a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicles. Go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. So now I'm trying to think of a good transition from David, ditching out on work and sticking around because of a hurricane to this one right here.
Okay.
Give me a second, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if I can workshop this on the air.
Wow.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan Wallen is working behind the scenes to help those impacted by the devastating effects of Hurricane Helene. I was thinking of, like, has he missed a concert because of his court hearings, or is that something that I made up?
I can't remember.
Has David ever thrown a chair off a building?
No.
Okay. I can't make the connection then.
Oh, has David ever missed a concert, or has Morgan Wallen?
Has Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But no, David, to my knowledge, has never thrown a chair off a building.
Okay.
In Nashville.
We're going to ask him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've never heard him deny it. In an Instagram story slide, the singer Morgan Wallen, he shared his concern for people who have been hit hard by the storms, especially those in his home region of Eastern Tennessee. Wallen said that everyone from his circle who lives in the area is okay, but of course not all East Tennesseans. Tennesseans? Is that?
I think that's right.
East Tennesseans, folks from East Tennessee. Not all of them are as lucky. He also says he's hoping to send more than just his prayers to aid the relief efforts. Without going into specifics, because he didn't really give any specifics,
right.
He said, it is going to take a monumental effort, and I am in contact with my team and others working on ways I can help. So, good guy, Morgan Wallen.
Absolutely good guy, Morgan Wallen. I actually maybe had an update on that today.
On what, Morgan Wallen?
I read that Morgan Wallen donated $500,000.
Wow. Okay.
To the Red Cross through the Morgan Wallen Foundation.
Wow. Okay, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Is this him just being a good guy, or is he just trying to build up his case for Entertainer of the Year? What do you think?
You know, either way, it's going to benefit the area. Yeah, exactly. Yes, I wonder about the creation of the foundation, if that's kind of offsetting all of the bad publicity that he's had, but he's doing good with it. So
yes, exactly.
Who really cares?
At the end of the day, it's a positive thing. So yeah. Good on Morgan Wallen. Hopefully that money can go and help some people down there, because the images are just horrible.
Horrible.
Nearly 100 people have lost their life from all of that. And obviously up here in Maine, we don't want to dwell on negative things, especially on a morning show. We want to, you know, make people happy and make your day suck just a little bit less. and Morgan Wallen, he's going out of his way to try and make someone's day suck a little bit less. So good on him.
Yeah, I read that because I wondered about the Morgan Wallen Foundation. Where does that money come from? It's through donations through his website, but he also donates $3 from every ticket he sells, every concert ticket.
Oh, no kidding.
You think about how many concert tickets he sold. That's a lot of money.
It is, yeah. How much are Morgan Wallen tickets?
I don't want to think about it.
again, at the end of the day, he's doing a good thing.
That's
so
right.
Why am I... That's all right. That's awesome. Morgan Wallen, he's not the first country artist to take action in support of the storm victims. Over the weekend, Luke Combs also announced that he's working on a plan to help those affected by the devastation of Hurricane Helene with a concentrated effort in his home state of North Carolina. And Eric Church and Luke Bryan have also sent messages of support to the storm victims. So I like that country musicians are coming together in support of their home states down there. There's enough country musicians, enough big enough ones from the South and from hurricane country to help those affected. So
yeah, awesome.
Good on Morgan Wallen. Good on Luke Combs, the other Luke, and Eric Church.
Country music people are good people.
That's the end of the day. That's what we know now.
And not just because they listen to Q106.5. Springsteen, this is the Q106.5 morning show with David, Cindy, and Jordan.
Oh, hello.
Minus David.
Yeah, David's not here. But that song is so good.
It really is.
Every time that one comes on, I get the word happenstance stuck in my head for like a week straight. I bumped into you by happenstance. Probably didn't even know who I am.
Did you Google it?
Happenstance?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what it means. I assume it means by accident.
Yeah, exactly.
I like living in mystery.
I'm sorry. I'm
just
listening
texting
to you.
Over there. No. Oh, that's all right. No, finish your text.
No, I'm not texting. No. I'm listening to you. I'm just... Our topic of the day today, okay?
I just look over.
I got my phone, scrolling my phone.
All right. We're not doing anything right now.
I can listen and scroll at the same time. I can't listen and text at the same time. I can't walk and text at the same time. That's always bad. No, the topic of the day, because David is stuck in Florida, is have you ever had your travel plans disrupted by weather or something that you couldn't control?
Yeah, sure.
So you?
I have. I was in Seattle and I was trying to get a flight back to, I think the original flight was to Boston, and then we had a layover in Boston and then that would take us to Bangor. We were driving to Seattle, or we were driving to the airport in Seattle. Where we were staying was like 40 minutes from the airport.
Right.
We drive all the way to the airport, and as we get out of the vehicle to go, we had like family drop us off. I got a notification saying that flight had been canceled.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I look at that and I'm like, wait a minute, guys, let's chill for a second. Let's try and figure this out.
Yeah.
And I called because it gave like another option. It's like, hey, call these people, this number, to try and get a new flight figured out. I call and it says, you're currently on hold. The wait time is 4 hours, something minutes.
Oh my.
And I said, I don't think we're going to Bangor today. So let's get back in that car. Let's go. Let's go back. And that's what we did. So I stayed another night in Seattle, but I was really annoyed because I had to go to work like the next day, and I had to explain to the people at work, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah,
I'm across
stuck.
The country.
Nothing I can do.
One option that was given to me when I finally got through to someone was that I could take the flight from Seattle to New York and then New York to Portland instead of to Bangor.
Okay.
Portland was never in the was never an option at first, but now it is an option.
Right.
So instead of from Seattle to Boston, then Boston to Bangor, it's Seattle to New York and New York to Portland, and we'll figure it out from there. And with the Seattle to New York, that was fine. We got to New York, but I didn't have my tickets on the app. It just said it said we had the tickets, but I didn't have the tickets. So I went to the boarding person like, hey, just want to make sure like I'm good to go on this flight.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you're not good to go on this flight.
Oh,
it looks like your seats are reserved, but you don't have the ticket for it. And I'm like, can we just print a new ticket? And they're like, no. So they said, thank you for being so helpful.
You have the ticket, but you don't have the ticket. So
so they took me to, I don't remember which airline it was. But the help desk in that airport in New York, I think it was JFK.
Okay.
And I was in line. I was talking to the person for like an hour. The person I was with, the person I was traveling with, was at our gate. And they were giving me updates like, hey, they started boarding. Like the first group is on. And I'm like, all right, great. What group are we? We're group 14. So it's like, okay, I got some time.
Right.
They're like, I'm getting texts. Group 13 just boarded, and the airline that I'm at the gate, they finally figured it out. I was asking them, like, listen, I really need to just get on this flight right here. Can I buy a ticket? Can I buy a couple tickets for this flight? And they're like, no, it's a completely sold out flight. And I'm like, but you see that I am there. You see that I have these seats, right? And they're like, yes. And I said, okay, those seats are going to be empty. It's not a sold out flight then. Those two seats are going to be empty if you don't put me on this thing. And then they eventually figured it out. They printed out the two tickets.
Yeah.
They handed it to me. And I always see those folks in the airport running for the,
yeah,
to their gate.
Oh, yeah.
And up until that point, I always laughed and thought, what an idiot.
Yeah.
What, you can't manage your time? I was one of those people there running in the airport. And from the help desk to our gate, it was like a mile. So I sprinted for like,
wow,
6 straight minutes going fastest mile time ever. By the time I got to our gate, I was sweaty. It looked like I had just finished like a 5K, like maybe a 5K that would be happening in Bangor this weekend. I think there's the Pound the Pavement one happening.
Right. I bet the person you sat next to was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't care as long as we were making it back to Maine,
right.
And
yeah.
And we did. And but that's my traveling story. I don't want anything like that ever again.
No,
I don't work well under stress and pressure.
No offense, Jordan, but I don't want to travel with you.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't stink now. I put deodorant on since.
I don't mean that. I just mean it was just like one thing after another.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
I never have bad vacations. Never. I didn't get stranded in Portland once when it snowed so bad. They closed the interstate.
They closed the interstate?
Yeah.
How do you even get from Portland to Bangor? What are the back roads look like?
On that day?
Yeah.
Not good.
Non-existent. Understood.
Nobody was moving.
Wow.
I'd never seen state police do that. But yeah, they can't absolutely close the interstate, but they were like, you are taking your life in your hands.
Wow.
If you go on the interstate. So we ended up staying in a hotel in Portland for another day, which, like David, was just terrible.
Yeah, sure.
We hated that. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow on the Q106.5 Morning Show. Hard to Love. I'm Cindy Campbell. He's Jordan Burge.
Oh, hello.
David Bujenski, still in Florida. He'll be hopefully back with us tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. That's what he said yesterday. He said he would be back today, and
right,
he's not here. David Bujenski, known liar. He has a proven track record of being dishonest.
That's right. That's right. Well, he told us he was going to take Friday off, and then that didn't happen.
Yeah, even more examples of him being a liar.
Because there was a hurricane, and he couldn't fly down. So, you know,
he's
whatever.
I don't trust him unless he comes back with treats. Then I trust him.
Treats. What would he bring us?
I don't know. Like maybe some airport candy.
That would be good.
Wants to spend an arm and a leg on that. I wouldn't mind it.
Something from the, what do they call it? Duty free store?
Come on.
That wouldn't be bad either. Hey, we're going to make this short because we're running a little late, but do you have the crazy cash cow code for anyone who may have missed it?
Sure, yeah. This hour's crazy cash cow code for the 8 o'clock hour, 591. Got your next code coming up at 920.
Q106.5, that's Jelly Roll. I am not okay. I'm Cindy Campbell. Jordan Verges here.
Oh, hello.
It's the Q106.5 morning show with David and Cindy, but David is still in Florida. So mm-hmm.
Enjoying himself or... you said his flight's probably at like 10.
At 10, so he's at the airport at this point.
So he's enjoying himself a little less than he probably was yesterday.
Hanging out at the airport in Orlando, yeah. So I asked on the Q106.5 page, I said, David's stuck in Florida for another day. Have your travel plans ever been disrupted by weather or things out of control? Carol says, yes, WestJet pilot strike stuck in Vancouver, British Columbia for an extra day. Holland American found us a hotel and shuttle, helped book flights back, running low on prescriptions and essentials, but they made it to Bangor in 24 hours. That's not...
Wow.
That's not bad.
I mean, you know, if all you know is just, you know, flying perfectly fine and no disruptions at all, you know, that's... You made it.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nancy says we had to stay in WDW. Is that...
WDW.
Walt Disney World?
Oh, probably.
3 extra days because JFK was closed due to a blizzard.
WDW. Walt Disney World Resort, Florida. Wow. 3 extra days?
Extra days because JFK was closed due to a blizzard. So I guess they couldn't connect. They couldn't fly into New York. Best vacation because it was totally a surprise bonus.
They better have been paying for that. You know, you don't want to have to pay for 3 extra days
right.
at Walt Disney World.
Wouldn't that would be perfect? We're going to pay for your hotel. We're going to give you vouchers for food.
And also, here's this this picture that you can take with Mickey Mouse, too. Are you happy that you don't, that you're not home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about your flight. Here's Goofy.
All right. So we are taking your calls, 991-9500. Or you can send us a message or a voicemail. On the Q106.5 app. For right now, let's go to the phone.
Sure.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm on the highway and this is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Listen, so I know why David did not come back from Florida.
Oh, really? Why is that?
He's just telling you what he told you because he's embarrassed to come back. So Friday last week, I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
And I picked him up at his house and took him to the airport. So guess what he did after he got out of my car and went into the airport and discovered what was missing?
I don't know. What did he do?
He left his keys in my car. So he called me and he said, my keys are in your car. I said, you're right, they are. I said, I'm on my way. So I returned his keys to him at the airport, and he was very grateful, and he was off to Florida. But I think that's why he didn't come back today.
He's afraid he'll get you as his Uber driver on the way back, and he's embarrassed?
Not really. It was all good humor. You can ask him how his trip was or would have been without his keys.
I will do that. He has issues with his keys. His mom came to visit him right after he got here, and she accidentally took his truck keys to Texas with her.
Oh, dear. oh, dear.
Thank you, Paul, for that. That's awesome. I think we need to get David one of those things that clips on your belt.
Yeah.
And you put your keys on it, and it just kind of, you know, you can pull it out, but it's connected by a...
Yeah, like a
chain,
like
or
a bungee of some kind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So he can unlock things and snap it right back again.
It's just clear he doesn't care about his stuff. You know, he doesn't care about his possessions, and he doesn't care about us. If he did, he'd be here.
Or maybe he was just saying, "Well, I can't get home because I don't have my keys."
Yeah, excuses.
Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy. David is on his way back from Florida shortly. He should be boarding the plane right about now.
Yeah, he's going to be on a flight, not on a cruise.
But I think that's going to be his next thing, though, don't you?
A cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? He went to South America. He went to Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe I could see him on a cruise.
Yeah.
I bet he has a cruise story. Like, I bet he's been on a cruise before.
Oh, he has a cruise story.
Oh, have you heard a cruise story from him?
I have heard a cruise story.
Oh, I want to hear a cruise story from him.
Oh, it's not something we're going to tell on the air, but yeah.
Oh, no. I want a cruise story now. I want a story that I can't tell on air. I'm sure I have.
You want one?
I mean, like, I'm.
Oh, Jordan, I think you told me one not too long ago.
I'm very open and honest. I've told stories about how I've passed out in bar bathrooms and had to be carried out before.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, what worse things are out there?
No, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
I've documented the lowest points in my life right here on the Q106.5 Morning Show.
Lowest points in my life will never be told on the Q106.5 Morning Show. We're just putting that right out there. Words of wisdom as we wrap things up. What do you think?
Maybe don't document the lowest points in your life on a morning show.
Thank goodness there was no social media around when I was growing up. Words of wisdom. If the airport says your flight's been canceled, so we want to put you up in a really nice hotel for the night and extend your vacation by a day, say yes.
Always take that. Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Unless you know you're supposed to be at work and you didn't show up. So, There's that.
We might see him tomorrow. You might not. A lot of uncertainty.
Yeah. But the fun continues today with Jordan.
Yes.
The Midday Show, and you'll have the next Crazy Cash Cow Code.
Yep. Next Crazy Cash Cow Code is coming up at 10:20. It's your next shot at $30,000.
Awesome. On Q106.5. Q106.5, Jason Aldean, Girl Like You. I'm Cindy Campbell. Jordan Virgin.
Cindy, Jordan, it sounds like I'm in high school again. What are you doing to me?
Jordan Verge is here with me, and it just didn't come out that way.
You know what? That's all right. I was here to defend everything.
What time is it now?
It's 9:51.
So it wasn't 9:51 the last time we went on the air, and I said that's the end of the Q106.5 Morning Show.
No, if anything, we just wanted to also lie, saying that it was the end of the show, so that David wouldn't feel alone in being a certified liar.
Right, exactly. We're just trying to make David feel better.
We're all good friends here.
Yeah.
And we just want to make him feel better, like you said.
So we lied just like he did.
Mm-hmm. A little lying is all right sometimes.
Yeah. It gave us more time to talk this morning. Less time talking to David. Yeah. Listening to David.
Yeah. It's more listening, isn't it?
It really is. But we're hoping to be listening to David tomorrow morning. So we did our words of wisdom. So Jordan Verge coming up next to the Midday Show on Q106.5.